Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has hit out at South Africa's foreign minister as the diplomatic row over the future of white South African farmers continues. It follows a statement from Lindiwe Sisulu. She claims Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has retracted comments made by Peter Dutton regarding the South African white farmers, but Mr. Dutton denies that's the case. For more on this, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, remind us what sparked this diplomatic disagreement.
Well, Kim, it's a diplomatic disagreement that the federal government was trying to smooth over by using very careful language. But with Peter Dutton's latest comments, an end to this disagreement doesn't look in sight. As you'll recall, last month, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton said white farmers in South Africa are facing horrific circumstances of land seizures and violence. And he raised the prospect of allowing some to come to Australia under our humanitarian program, saying he thought these people deserved special attention and, quote, we're certainly applying that special attention now. So the South African government was far from impressed with these comments. It says no one is being persecuted in its country. Yesterday, South African's foreign minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, released a statement saying it welcomed assurances from Julie Bishop that Peter Dutton's comments are not in line with Australia's immigration policy, going so far as to declare that his comments were retracted by Julie Bishop. Speaking to Sky News, though, Minister Dutton lashed out at her remarks.
I've seen the letter that that Julie sent to her counterpart in South Africa, and it doesn't go to any suggestion of repudiation or retraction of comments, and it restates our position in relation to the refugee and humanitarian program. So I'm not sure how it could be interpreted the way that the South African ministers interpreted it. I'm not sure what domestic issues are at play in terms of the politics in South Africa that would bring this comment out, but it's not based on any factual statement by anyone within the Australian government.
The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, speaking to Sky News. Now, Stephanie, as you mentioned, Peter Dutton last month suggested humanitarian visas could be offered to South African white farmers. Has there been any progress on that?
Well, in this letter that Foreign Minister Julie Bishop sent to her counterpart in South Africa, she said that Australia's humanitarian visa program is non-discriminatory with each application assessed on its merits. As to whether any South African farmers have applied for this particular humanitarian visa, Peter Dutton is making it clear that South African farmers do need assistance, which will no doubt anger the South African government because it denies that the case. But Minister Dutton has confirmed that there are a number of people that have actually applied to receive a humanitarian visa, and he expects that there will in fact be more people that will do the same in the weeks and potentially months ahead.
We're very happy to look at those cases, and that's my priority. So we'll go through, have a look at the individual cases. If we can settle people within the parameters of our program, we're happy to do that.
The Immigration Minister Peter Dutton, and before that our political reporter Stephanie Boris in Canberra.